Snapdragon Summit 2025. Qualcomm's confident leap into the AI future marked via Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon. If there was ever a moment when Qualcomm signaled that it intends to define the next era of computing, it was at this year's Snapdragon Summit in Maui. What started as an already ambitious showcase of new silicon and AI capabilities ended with a flourish that surprised even seasoned industry watchers. One more thing. Style revealed the Snapdragon X2 Elite Extreme and Snapdragon X2 Elite, two next-generation PC platforms that redefine the boundaries of performance, efficiency, and on-device intelligence. This surprise capped a three-day event that was about more than chips. It was about how Qualcomm is evolving, not just as a silicon provider, but as a storyteller, a platform company, and a leader shaping how AI enters everyday life. From its bold marketing strategy and intensified innovation cadence to its navigation of new competitive threats and deepening partnerships, Snapdragon Summit 2025 painted a picture of a company that has found its stride in the AI era. Storytelling that makes silicon personal few chip companies can match Apple's mastery of narrative. However, Qualcomm has come close, and under Chief Marketing Officer Don McGuire, it has built Snapdragon into something rare in the semiconductor world. A brand with cultural resonance. McGuire reminded the audience that Snapdragon is more than a tech brand. Going from a behind-the-scenes ingredient to becoming a cultural icon, that evolution is visible everywhere, from the company's vibrant Snapdragon Insiders community, now over 20 million strong, to its marketing campaigns that focus not on transistor counts but on human experiences. As McGuire noted, Snapdragon has built this global community and is now beginning to shape culture. The company's messaging is centered on understandable usage models rather than technical specifications. In one keynote, Qualcomm described devices that see what you see and bring into focus, and hear what you hear and make it resonate. That language is powerful because it's about outcomes, not engineering, and it's designed to make AI tangible to consumers who may still view it with skepticism. Qualcomm also smartly tied its story to the creator economy. CEO Cristiano Amon highlighted how creativity and creators are changing dramatically with AI, and how collaborations with companies like Adobe are democratizing creativity by allowing users to transform ideas into content instantly. Adobe CEO Shantanu Narayen echoed that view, saying, "I haven't met a creative person who says, I would like to take an hour to do something I can do in a second." That is precisely the kind of messaging that changes perceptions of AI from a futuristic buzzword into a practical tool. And it underscores Qualcomm's understanding that in a crowded AI marketplace, how you communicate matters almost as much as what you build. Innovation momentum that challenges Apple and MediaTek Qualcomm also used the summit to showcase just how far its engineering has come. The Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5, the latest flagship mobile platform, is a showcase of that progress. Built around a third-gen Qualcomm Orion CPU, it is the fastest mobile CPU in the world and pairs with redesigned Hexagon MPU that delivers nearly 40% better performance and over 15% more power efficiency than its predecessor. But the advances are not just about raw power. The new platform brings features that directly change how people interact with devices. Real-time facial expression mapping in mobile games, AI-enhanced video processing that applies computational photography techniques to every frame, and support for the advanced professional video codec. For studio-grade video production, all point to silicon that enables entirely new experiences. Snapdragon 8 Elite Gen 5 pushes the boundaries of personal AI, allowing you to experience the future of mobile technology, said Chris Patrick, Qualcomm Senior Vice President and General Manager of Mobile Handsets. These innovations show a company that is not merely keeping up with Apple, but seeking to outpace in areas where real-world user experiences matter. While Apple's chips remain benchmarks in single-thread performance, Qualcomm's deep integration of AI across the CPU, GPU, NPU, and ISP stacks gives an advantage in enabling new forms of intelligence on device. And while MediaTek continues to dominate the mid-range market with cost-effective platforms, Qualcomm is focused on redefining what's possible at the premium tier, a strategy that's paying off. Navigating the Intel NVIDIA challenge, no discussion of Qualcomm's future can ignore the seismic shift underway in the PC market. The Intel NVIDIA Alliance, which will fuse Intel x86 cores with NVIDIA RTX GPU chiplets. As Jensen Huang put it, the partnership aims to redefine the PC experience. This move could change the competitive landscape. As PC World observed, a tight integration between Intel x86 cores and NVIDIA RTX graphics will provide efficiencies that AMD and Qualcomm simply can't match. The article bluntly stated that Qualcomm doesn't offer discrete graphics support and that its integrated solutions are far behind the curve. But Qualcomm's response to this challenge came dramatically with its One More Thing moment. The unveiling of the Snapdragon X2 Elite Extreme and Snapdragon X2 Elite, two new platforms that reframe the company's PC ambitions. The X2 Elite Extreme, designed for ultra-premium PCs, delivers up to 75% faster CPU performance than competing platforms at the same power level. Its new Adreno GPU offers a 2.3x performance per watt boost, and its Hexagon MPU delivers 80 TOPS of AI performance, the fastest in any laptop-class processor. The standard X2 Elite, meanwhile, provides up to 31% faster performance while using 43% less power than its predecessor. My technologist brethren recently wrote this tantalizing benchmarking analysis of these new chips that they witnessed at the Snapdragon Summit event. In short, Qualcomm is not ceding the high-performance PC space. Instead, it's offering an alternative vision, one centered not just on CPU and GPU horsepower, but on balanced performance, power efficiency, and pervasive AI acceleration. As Kedar Kondap, Senior Vice President and GM of Computing Gaming, put, "We continue to push the boundaries of technological innovation, introduce breakthrough products that set new industry standards and redefine what's possible for PCs. The new X2 platforms may not immediately match the brute force GPU capabilities of an Intel, NVIDIA chiplet design, but they point to a future where intelligence, not just graphics, defines the PC experience. No compromise PC performance. Now, with a showstopper twist, Qualcomm has long argued that PCs don't need to choose between performance and battery life. The Snapdragon X Elite platform has already proven that ARM-based systems can deliver no compromise performance while maintaining mobile-like efficiency. But the introduction of the X2 Elite Extreme took that message to another level, and did so with theatrical flourish reminiscent of Steve Jobs' most famous reveals. Billed as a surprise finale, the new X2 chips were met with audible excitement from a Maui audience. They promised not just incremental gains, but category-defining leaps. The X2 Elite Extreme targets agentic AI experiences, computationally intense data analytics, professional media editing and scientific research, all on thin and light Windows PCs. That means creators and power users no longer have to choose between portability and performance. Meanwhile, the X2 Elite is designed for premium productivity and creativity devices, excelling at powerful and efficient multitasking across resource-intensive workloads. Both platforms feature the same 80 TOPS NPU, enabling concurrent AI workloads and Copilot Plus features across devices. These capabilities are complemented by Qualcomm's Snapdragon Guardian technology, which provides out-of-band PC management and allows IT teams to securely manage devices in any location, even when those devices are offline, powered down, or unbootable. It's a potent reminder that Qualcomm's PC strategy isn't just about consumer laptops. It's also about enterprise adoption. Taken together, the X2 Elite family demonstrates that Qualcomm's ambitions in the PC space are far more serious and more disruptive than many assumed. With real-world availability expected in the first half of 2026, the company is signaling its intention to compete head-to-head with Intel and Apple, not only on performance but also on power efficiency and AI capabilities. Partnerships that extend Snapdragon's reach know silicon platform succeeds in isolation, and Qualcomm's partnership strategy remains one of its greatest strengths. Samsung is a key example. The Galaxy S25 series, built around the Hexagon NPU, delivers a personalized, powerful mobile experience and enables enhanced multimodal AI interactions using voice, touch, and visual cues. The company's software collaborations are just as critical. Adobe and Qualcomm are co-developing studio-grade AI tools across many devices, enabling creators to go from idea to execution faster than ever. Independent software vendors are also embracing Snapdragon capabilities, from Topaz Photo AI's six-fold image upscaling to ArcSoft Dragon Fusion Video Pipeline, which utilizes AI tone mapping for richer colors and deeper contrast. Qualcomm is even forging partnerships with governments. Tariq Amin, CEO of Humane in Saudi Arabia, described a collaboration aimed at building a total AI value chain, encompassing data centers, energy infrastructure, and hybrid AI for inference. That partnership illustrates Qualcomm's expanding influence beyond devices into the very infrastructure of the AI economy. These partnerships amplify Qualcomm's reach and relevance, ensuring that its technology is deeply embedded across industries and use cases. They also strengthen the value proposition of Snapdragon platforms, which become more compelling when supported by a robust ecosystem of devices, software, and services. Closing thoughts, leadership in technology, and in storytelling, Snapdragon Summit 2025 was a turning point for Qualcomm. It demonstrated a company that is no longer content to be a component supplier. It aims to lead in silicon, AI, messaging, and in how technology is understood and experienced by the mainstream consumer. My fellow technologists who were present at the event shared their insights immediately after the summit. Cristiano Amon summed up Qualcomm's mission clearly. We're the company that's going to bring AI everywhere. This summit demonstrated that everywhere now encompasses not just smartphones and wearables, but also the highest tiers of the PC market, where the Snapdragon X2 Elite Extreme and X2 Elite have positioned Qualcomm as a serious challenger to incumbents. The surprise reveal of those chips, delivered with a flourish worthy of Apple's best stagecraft, symbolize the confidence of a company that has found its voice. Qualcomm is not just building faster processors. It is creating a vision of technology that is personal, intuitive, and understandable. And in a world often overwhelmed by complexity, that clarity may prove to be its most powerful competitive advantage. Somewhere, Steve Jobs is giving a sly smile. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast team featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists of Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research in tech industry, analyst firms, provides or has provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen.